Of the week comes from Mrs. Walker's fourth grade class at Treaty Rock Elementary.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Running dad pushes five kids in a stroller, but what was he running from?
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news, it's Kevin's news.
And it's brought to you by Avista.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
Hello, Jay.
A couple quick things for you here. Rick has qualified for the Free Fuel Friday. Friday's not tomorrow. I just want to make sure we clarified that.
Yep.
And you want to pass on the information that just happened?
Oh, yeah. We just breaking news that Jerry West, the Hall of Fame basketball player, the logo, I believe they call him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He is the, you know.
NBA logo.
NBA logo has passed away at 87 years old.
Yeah, just literally just happened as we were getting ready to go back on the air.
Popped up right there, and we thought, well, that's, you know, it's big news.
Yeah.
The guy was he's the logo of a league.
That's
pretty cool. So, that's sad news. I mean, this is kind of going to be a sad newscast now, I feel like. We have that. We start with that, Jay. And then we go to this. 16-time champion, Joey Chestnut, has been banned from the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest.
What did he do?
Joey Chestnut has won the 4th of July Hot Dog Eating Contest, which is absolutely awesome, right?
And disgusting.
And disgusting, mm-hmm, right?
Yeah.
It's a 4th of July tradition.
It is.
The Nathan's famous 4th of July Hot Dog Eating Contest. He's won it 8 years in a row. He's won 16 of the past 17 years.
I follow him on Twitter or X at Joey Jaws.
But Joey Jaws will not be participating as he has been banned by the Major League Eating.
What did he do?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Steve. What he did was he took a sponsorship with Impossible Foods.
Okay.
Which, here's the quote from Major League Eating.
I was going to say, you can't be a pro, you got to be an amateur or something?
No, we are devastated to learn that Joey Chestnut has chosen to represent a rival brand that sells plant-based hot dogs rather than competing in the 2024 Nathan's Famous 4th of July Hot Dog Eating Contest. He will not be defending his coveted mustard belt.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to watch now. If I can't watch a man stuff 81 hot dogs down his throat
in
a matter of 10 minutes, I'm just out.
He is the master of it. And it makes it kind of sad because, you know, you don't get to see the best do the best.
Right.
But you do maybe get to see someone new.
Plant-based meat, huh?
Plant-based hot dogs. Ugh. Impossible Foods. Which I wouldn't mind trying one.
I don't think I have the stomach for it.
You don't think so?
Would you rather eat 81 hot dogs?
In a year? Sure.
Okay.
I get it. I get what happened. It's sponsored by Nathan's Hot Dogs.
I get that, yeah.
And so when you go and
you can't do
start
that,
promoting, you know, meatless hot dogs, that's
it's also just very anti-American.
Yeah, it's not what you want on the 4th of July.
No.
Now, would I try a plant-based hot dog? Sure. Are they better for you, or are they
better than a real hot dog? Are you kidding me? Those things are amazing for you.
Thank you, Jay. That is an official statement of the Jay and Kevin Show.
Thank you, Kevin.
A real hot dog? Those things are amazing for you. So I guess we will have a new champion this year. I don't know what else to say about that.
Nothing to back it up, huh?
Yeah. No.
We got all that research. Remember that research we did and all the studies and everything, spent all that money?
They're so good.
Oh, man. And, you know, remember the MLE came out in favor of our study?
I have a question for you about
Major
your hot
League
dogs.
Eating.
Oh,
yeah, MLE. Yeah, Major League Eating.
Come on.
Sorry, I was okay.
Pay attention with your new character voice in there. By the way, everybody thinks he sounds like Stitch.
Yeah, I think also that because there's like the whole...
Give it to me again?
Well, what is... I forget the line exactly. It's something like, our honor means family, and family means everyone stays together.
I mean...
Something like
it's
that.
It's getting better the more you do it. See, yeah. Again, practice. You yeah. got to practice, baby.
Practice makes perfect.
I'm liking it more.
It really is.
I'm liking it more.
Steve's
all in.
Random talent has become wonderful.
Man, that's good.
You know what we're going to do? Let's put together a whole segment for it at like 7:45. We will do, we'll put together. I'll come in there, Steve. We'll figure something out that we can do
okay.
that will be fun to highlight your talent.
Oh, boy. I'm looking forward to it.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. No, I am.
Oh, boy.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
You do that one more time. What do I have? I will throw this extended lighter at you.
I would like to hear you live through your threat. What is it now?
I will throw this extended lighter at you.
Extended lighter?
Yeah, this long one right here.
Oh, that won't even hurt. Is it going to be lit?
I'm going to bounce it off your head.
Kevin James.
I'd like to see you try.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's a listener letter. You wrote it down. We picked it up and we're reading it now. Gonna find out if we can help at all. And we're gonna see if you can help with your calls. It's gonna be fun and it's gonna be great. So let's get to it. No need to wait. It's a listener letter, don't you know? And we're reading it here on the Jay and Kevin Show.
Good morning, guys. Okay, my boyfriend does something that makes no sense to me, and it drives me crazy. When he takes a pee, he always leaves the seat down, but then wipes it off when he's done, just in case, you know, he got some on the seat. How does this make any sense? Just put the seat up, and then you don't have to wipe it, take the time to wipe the seat. Seems simple. He just says, well, that's how I've always done it, and he doesn't think that he should change. Plus, he says, I think you need to be more thankful that I always wipe it clean. He also thinks that it's fairly common for guys to do it that way. Does anyone else do this? And will I ever get him to change, or should I just get used to it, as he says? That's from Ashley.
All right. 509-441-0999 to call or text the studio line.
Is that your response, Jay?
I spill things on the floor all the time. You should be grateful that I wiped them up.
Yeah, Jay, listen. You're going to be anti this guy, aren't you?
Yeah, of course.
I am blown away by the support this man is getting.
What are you doing?
I am blown away.
I mean, just put the
Leah
lid up.
Leah says, pick your battles. This is a non-issue. One, you never have to fall in with the seat being left up, and the seat has been cleaned.
Mm-hmm. Is it cleaned, or is it just wiped off?
And she says, be thankful he doesn't leave the seat up. This is actually a great thing. My husband does the same thing, and I've never have to worry about sitting on a toilet seat where the seat was left up or it's wet.
Well, the whole thing, I just don't understand the whole
Rachel says, why does that drive you crazy? Look, if that's your biggest complaint, marry that guy right away.
Well, she didn't say it was her biggest complaint, but I see what she's saying. But yeah, no, that's I don't understand people who don't know how to use a toilet. It happens around here, too, where you like, why are you... Why is the seat wet? I'll never understand.
Well, Jay, let me explain it to you this way. This is from our buddy Rick Clark, who says, men are competitive by nature.
Okay.
We compete with ourselves.
All right.
We do it to see if we can have no splash at all.
Okay.
If we have no splash, then we don't have to wipe anything down or raise the seat. It's a win.
I see.
Win-win, right?
So you're attempting to be lazy.
Personally, I keep score. Splash, 17,890 times. No splash, 8,011 times. He has stats.
Okay.
For his splash, no splash.
First of all, extremely poor win ratio.
Oh, yeah. He admits it.
Yeah.
Jason responded with a meme that says rookie numbers.
Melissa says, I think it's kind of odd that you care so much about his bathroom habits. He's clean and considerate. Who cares why? This is
it's kind of funny
totally
that she actually does know.
You problem. Wait,
how
not him.
How does she even know that?
Well, because, I mean, come on. She's got to walk in and, right? I mean, they're in a relationship. They probably have
use the restroom in front of each other?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying? Okay. Yeah. And then she probably was like, wait, what? What do you do? Hey, I do it every time.
Yeah, I cannot believe the number of women who just, Sarah says, who cares? Are you standing there watching him? Why would you even know if he hadn't told you? Yeah. Get over it. Mm-hmm.
Why doesn't he just sit down? Every time.
Well, Steve, because some men don't think that's appropriate. Some men liked the freedom to stand.
Uh-huh.
Are you a sitter always?
Well, no, but I'm saying that could be the solution.
It could be.
Yeah.
But again, he doesn't think there's a problem.
Right.
She doesn't think she thinks there's a problem.
I don't understand why he's creating more work for himself. That's the whole thing for me.
I would argue this. I am a seat wiper.
Mm-hmm.
I have been for many years. Never, ever been a put-the-toilet-seat-up guy.
Mm-hmm.
So if I get something on the seat, I will wipe it down.
Uh-huh.
And it's only one. Hmm. You're only going down one time. You're going down one time to wipe the seat, throw it away. Psh, there you go.
Boy, sounds like this guy would be a perfect roommate for you.
If you have to.
I mean, if you're looking. Seems like you are.
Seems like he might be soon, too.
Is a two-time process. You got to put it up, and then you got to put it back down.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So it's a two-timer. Right. You're going in there twice. With the wipe, you're only going there once and possibly going in zero if you make no mess.
It's perfect, yeah.
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 What is this, the Olympics?
Yes, Steve. What do you do? Do you lift the seat up, Steve? Is that what you do?
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you live by yourself, but still, just it's how you've done it your whole life. Like
Correct.
Most people, I would imagine.
Yeah.
I think, how many people on the, I'm just curious, on the text line, nobody else has said they do that?
I mean, I definitely, I don't do it as much now because I told you, I went through a phase couple years ago, dating a cleaning lady, and it was all girls in her house.
Yeah.
And it was just like, I just decided I am setting down for the rest of my life. I got used to it, and now 90% of the time, that's what I do.
It's hard, to play on your phone when you're standing up.
Yeah, so that is a respectable option then.
It is. Steve, I've been a longtime supporter of this sit.
Okay, all right.
Wow.
Not everyone is, though.
I appreciate pronunciation more today than ever.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Due to a laundry incident, you're not wearing undies today.
Kevin James.
By a laundry incident, what I mean is I didn't do my laundry.
Right.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Quick reminder, you can check out the podcast. Jay and Kevin Show podcast is free, and then you can listen wherever, whenever, in case you didn't, sometimes it doesn't fit your schedule. Sometimes it doesn't fit our schedule, but we don't really have any choice with the whole matter.
Yeah, we kind of got to be here. I wish that we could just do the show whenever we wanted.
And then just let the podcast be the king?
Yeah.
Mm.
I mean, just like the podcast, just like...
Yeah, no, I understand. Yeah, I get what you're saying. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
I do hear that a lot. I mean, I listen to some podcasts and they say, yeah, we're recording this one really early today
or yeah.
really late.
We're recording this really early today.
We are.
Entertainment News is brought to you by AAMCO, AAMCO. Do you think you can name the top 10 most played artists of 2024 so far in country music?
The top 10 most played artists in country music.
Yep.
Yeah, I feel like I could do all right with this.
I'll give you 15 through 11.
Oh, wow.
To take these out of the mix. Kenny Chesney's at 15. Chase Beckham at 14. Dan and Shay, 13. Kane Brown, 12. George Burge, 11.
See, like one song can do it for you.
It could, yeah.
George Burge.
Georgie.
I really like his name.
He's great, by the way. What... Absolutely fantastic person.
This is of 2024.
So between, January 1.
Last 6 months.
Right. Which makes it kind of tricky sometimes. We'll see how you do. Some of her are going to be super easy.
Well, Jelly Roll is
Jelly Roll. Jelly Roll is number 2.
Okay.
Hmm.
Kane Brown.
I already said him. Good job of listening. Did? He's at number 12.
You did?
I did. I did. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I think I was so stuck on Chase Beckham. And then
23, baby.
Yeah. And then George Burge, I didn't even hear Kane Brown because that 12. One I didn't question at
yeah.
all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
My bad.
That's okay.
My bad.
That's all right.
I apologize.
See,
please don't get mad.
No, I just, you know, want to let you know I said it.
Well, I would imagine Morgan Wallen did okay.
Morgan Wallen, number one.
Yeah, he's number one.
You got
okay.
number one, then number two, and number 12.
All right, Steve, you got any suggestions before I keep blurting these out?
Before he rattles them off, because I feel like you could go, there's only a couple maybe that are a little tricky.
Yeah, I got a couple ideas.
All right.
How about Lainey Wilson?
Lainey Wilson, number three, Steve. Good job. The number, the top 10 artists played for 2024 so far.
I was going to say Dan and Shay, but...
Dan and Shay, number 13.
He already said
good
that.
Good job of listening.
No, no, I said I was
gonna... I know, I'm just giving you a hard time. Calm down.
I'm calm.
Calm. Calm yourself.
I'm calm. Do you want me to say another one or no?
Sure, yeah, go for it. Yeah.
Kevin's girl, Ashley Cook.
Ashley Cook. She is no.
She's not. Okay, no. Because that song is, I feel like, very hot right now.
It's extremely hot.
But it hasn't been...
Too late of a start for 2024. Enough. Yeah, that's okay. Correct. Yep.
All right.
So let's go with some old classics. Jason Aldean.
Jason Aldean is absolutely incorrect.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Luke Bryan.
Luke Bryan, no.
What?
Most played artists of 2024.
Huh. I mean, Luke seems like he would... Because they play their old songs and their new songs.
Yeah, I'm going to guess based on this without knowing any of their criteria, Kevin. I'm going to guess this is all based on new songs for 2024.
Okay.
That's what I'm going to guess. Because it does seem like if you mixed gold records in there,
right.
Chesney would be higher.
Absolutely.
All of the guys who are dominating the gold category would be higher.
Okay, so it's going to be Bailey Zimmerman.
So they haven't said it, but I'm guessing. Also, Bailey Zimmerman not in the top 10.
What? Is going on. I officially give up.
It's a weirdo. Go ahead, Steve.
What about Keith Urban? He's kind of...
Keith Urban, Alvin, that's a very good guess. No, he's not in the top 10.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I stink at this. Well, man, just everything's been shot down. Now I'm trying to think of only new current songs.
Jason's got it on the text line. You got the wrong Luke.
Oh,
Luke Combs.
Luke Combs is at number six.
That makes sense. I should have thought of him.
We're going to guess for an hour before you get like number four, but I mean, you probably should get a couple of more.
A couple of more?
Mm-hmm. You probably should get maybe.
Jordan Davis.
Jordan Davis, Kevin, is number 10. That's a very good guess, Kevin.
I had to take a pause.
You just had to take a breath and think.
I had to think of new songs.
Jordan's done well so far in 2024.
How about Megan Maroney?
Megan Maroney is number nine. Megan Maroney, she's had not only her own, but she's also been on the Old Dominion song. So she's gotten quite a bit of play. Now we're making progress, fellas. I feel good about your progress.
First time I've heard that.
Time bet.
Easy.
Why can I not think of another easy one?
Wow. Aaron got it on the text line. Alex, are you kidding me right now with your guess?
I want to say
this.
Parker McCollum.
Parker McCollum, no.
I want him to be in there.
Yeah, he's not.
He's not.
He's got to have a better half of 2024 to get in the top 10,
he hasn't
baby.
Really had a hot start to the year. I guess he had a huge finish to last year.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, so this is where it's tricky. I have to think of the last 6 months. And I'm so bad at knowing.
Oh, man, the people who are on top of this on the text line are crushing you guys.
I think I know. I think I know one.
Go for it.
Is it Cody Johnson?
Cody Johnson.
Cojo, of course, duh.
Number seven.
I'm the painter.
Johnson. Four and five are missing. Eight is missing.
Mm. You think Blake is in there somewhere?
And then you got no.
No.
Mm-mm.
Blake Shelton has not been relevant.
No, okay. Not in 2024.
Sorry.
Not at all.
I don't mean that mean against Blake.
It seemed like you were yelling.
Oh yeah, I guess. That's
there are they newcomers, Jay?
No. One of them's relatively new, though. Yeah, I would say I would consider one a newcomer and the other two well established.
How about Dustin Lynch?
Nope.
He should always be on there.
Yeah,
I feel like he's
just
a
for
sneaky
a smile.
One.
Just smile alone gets on their first teeth.
Shaboozy.
No. So far, you've gotten Morgan Wallen and Jelly Roll and Lainey. Those three are pretty much a given. That was an easy one. Those were softballs. You got Luke Combs at number six. You got Cody Johnson at number seven. You got Megan Maroney at number nine and Jordan Davis at number 10. And Kane Brown's still at 12, in case you're curious.
Yeah, it's weird to me that Kane Brown's not higher.
Chris Stapleton. Good guess, Kevin. He's at number five.
No, he's not.
Chris Stapleton, really?
Chris Stapleton's at number five.
For what?
music. Number
what
eight.
What song, though? What was his? Oh, yeah. It was the White Horse or something.
Yeah. Number eight, which, by the way, he's got a brand new song out, which I kind of want to play. So Hardy is at number eight. Heard of him?
I have. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Oh, and then I'll say Nate Smith.
Boom. Way to go, Kevin.
Yep. You got me in that.
There it is.
That, current songs that are awesome.
Nate Smith at number four.
Good for him.
Yeah, and he's coming to the Idaho State Fair. So
yes, he
very
is.
Excited about that concert. We have tickets for that giveaway as well. Yeah, so Nate Smith, that was the one where it was kind of tricky. Had a few people on the text line who figured it out pretty quickly, but yeah, well done.
Oh, nicely done.
Have you heard the Hardy song?
Which one?
6 Feet Under.
Ooh, I mean, I remember listening to the whole album when it came out, and I don't know if that one's, is that on the album? The Scarecrow and whatever.
I think it is.
Or is this off a new one?
Gosh,
I don't know, Jay. I don't think I've heard it.
Oh, I put it in yesterday, but I only put it in by number, and I don't have the number. I'll go get it, and I'll play that song coming up.
Okay.
It's a song about his wife, and it's called Kaylee's Song. It's called 6 Feet Under, Kaylee's Song. It's a song that he wrote after the bus accident.
Oh, jeez.
Right.
That sounds heavy.
Yeah, we'll have that one coming up.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
You think Kevin's motherly the way he treats you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I don't mind it. Should I?
I no. definitely don't treat Steve.
No, you don't.
With my motherly gloves.
Kevin James.
Your motherly what?
My motherly gloves.
What does that mean?
Gloves that I wear that make me do motherly things, and I handle you with them.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All righty, it's time for a little random talent show.
It's the Jay and Kevin Show. Random talent show.
Oh, I know, it's so random, guys. It's so
random.
Weird.
Yeah. We found out an hour ago when we were going through the incredible amount of talent that Kevin and I displayed, which is very small. That Steve can do a voice. And
yeah, we forced him into a random talent, and he
got good at it.
One that was fun.
Yeah.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that.
Kind of sounds like Stitch from Lilo and Stitch.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would agree with that.
And did we determine that was the one and only the impression?
Oh, that I have?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Haven't tried any other new ones?
I mean, I don't know. I can mimic other people doing impressions.
Because you tried to do the Kermit the Frog, Dad, and then what other ones were we working on? We tried to do...
The Doc Brown.
That went okay. Yeah. Dr. Emmett Brown, yeah.
Yeah, but then I sounded kind of Scottish at the end.
Yeah, which that's fine. I mean, about Sean Connery. 007.
Don't steal my impression, Jay.
I wouldn't think about it, Kevin.
I'm Sean Connery, for God's sake.
For God's sake, what's wrong with you, Kevin?
I also...
Seriously.
Yesterday, I told John Steve, Connery. I said, well, I can do Dr. Phil. And he goes, well, yeah, but don't do that on the talent show. Then people would know that it was you doing the Dr. Phil voice.
What are you talking about?
And I said, I don't know what you're talking about.
It makes no sense. He just does an impression. It's like when I go,
yeah, that's not really Popeye.
It's not Popeye.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know, Dr. Phil on, it's really him.
Oh, it's me, Rocky. You know what I'm talking about? Just, you know what I'm saying? Absolutely.
Steve. Oh, wow. Yeah. That's really good.
Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah, thanks, Steve. He just don't talk. He just do that, you know?
You know he don't talk. And that one's relevant because he's got that show or whatever with his family.
Yeah, he's got a show. You know what I'm talking about? It's a show.
Family Stallone.
Family Stallone is the name of my show because my name is Stallone.
No, you're kind of... I don't know. That was turning into like Jackie
when he gets
Gleason.
Mad. Jackie Gleason? What the?
Sylvester Stallone.
Only when he yells, his voice changes. You got to look. Got to listen.
Is that what happens? Okay.
Oh, man. When you yell, you don't think your voice changes?
Oh, no.
Yeah, you've never yelled in your life.
Steve, did any of the listeners call to bail you out right now, or is this going to have to be highlighting your talent for this segment?
I think everyone's a little shy.
Okay, here we go. We get to highlight Steve. Steve, would you please type into the Google machine? Luke Bryan, Country Girl, Shake It For Me lyrics.
Thank you.
And we just want you to read those lyrics in your new voice.
I mean, it's an old voice, but it's...
It's new to us.
Yeah. I gotta type in lyrics.
He is so literal.
He is. He can't
he
do it.
He has to fact check.
Everything.
You know, it's like,
no,
it's we just said it's your new voice. It's not a new voice. I've been listening to it.
It's
the first time we've heard it on the air, so it is new to us and to the listeners.
I apologize.
I don't know what you mean by that. I don't understand. Can't figure it out.
All right. You don't want me to do it? Then
just pick up a spot in those lyrics.
Like maybe the chorus, or as they might say, the pre-chorus.
Maybe the winner, winner, catfish dinner.
Oh, I love that line. I'd say you just go with the where it says pre-chorus.
Yeah, well, just
I don't have the
jump in anywhere with Lord. Some.
Okay, here I'll start here. How about this?
Thought this would be easy.
I'm sorry, I'm
Captain Overthinker.
To think of something easy, yeah,
Captain Overthinker.
No, okay, I got this now. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
All right, we'll just start here.
Shake it for the young bucks sitting in the hunky tonks, for the rednecks rocking till the break of dawn. The DJ is spinning that country song. Come on, come on, come on. Shake it for the birds, shake it for the bees, shake it for the catfish swimming down deep in the creek, for the crickets and the critters and the squirrels. Shake it for the moon, shake it for me, girl. Oh, country girl, shake it for me. Girl, shake it for me. Girl, shake it for me. Country girl, shake it for me. Girl, shake it for me. Girl, shake it for me.
That was really hard not to laugh.
I just I just realized that it doesn't. That song in particular doesn't matter who's doing it.
No,
it sounds ridiculous.
It does.
I mean,
oh my gosh, Steve, that was beautiful.
Thank you.
I would love to hear Dr. Phil do it.
Oh man, that would require me actually pulling up the lyrics. Yeah. Not me.
Right, Dr. Phil would have to do it, or you know anybody else that you might think would be worth it.
Could Charlie the Coyote do it?
Charlie the Coyote.
Charlie the Coyote
sure
can do the.
Could do.
Oh my gosh! Shake it for me, Chuck.
Chuck.
Well, that's what his friends call him.
Let's go with. Let's go with Charlie the Coyote. How about that?
I'm
How
ready.
Does that sound? Hi, country girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for the birds. Shake it for the bees. Shake it for the catfish swimming down. Deep in the creek, for the crickets and the critters and the squirrels. Shake it to the moon. Shake it for me, girl. Aw. Shake it, girl. Shake it for me, girl. I like girls. This is Charlie.
Hey, hey, Charlie.
Charlie the Coyote. Oh, I like girls, and I like candy.
Candy, girl.
You give me a girl named Candy? Oh, my head will explode.
Charlie, calm down, Charlie.
Who's this? What's your name?
Ralphie.
Ralphie, do you want to be friends?
Sure, Charlie.
Do you want to come over for a barbecue?
Barbecue.
Or what do you have leftover Chinese food? So you don't want to come over?
No. I spit on leftovers.
You what? You spit on leftovers?
Oh, wow. That, why do you do that?
That's weird.
That's so weird.
Oh, my God.
Charlie doesn't like that. Please don't do that again.
All right. Thank
Stop
you.
Stop it.
All right. I'm sorry.
Ralphie.
You know Charlie?
Can you sing me a song, Ralphie?
What song would you like?
The one that makes me go to sleep. The, Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. That one.
Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star.
Little Flim.
Oh, man, you sound like you got a frog inside of your throat,
or
Ralphie.
Kermit is trying to escape, but no. Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. How I wonder what you are. Up above the sky so bright.
No offense, Ralphie, but I'm afraid to fall asleep with you next to me.